The opinions expressed in this show are the views of the host and not necessarily that of WTRW, 94.3 The Talker, or the Bold Gold Media Group.
The following presentation is brought to you by the host of the program, who is solely responsible for its content.
All Century 21 real estate offices are independently owned and operated.
This is the Real Estate Roundtable with Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate. Good morning, I'm Jackie Ruddy, owner, and with Pat Devaney, my husband, fellow realtor.
Good morning, Jackie. How are you today?
I'm wonderful. How are you?
I'm psyched. I like this
one. Yes, I know you do. We have with us for the second week in a row, Jim Noden, owner of Bright Eye Solar. How are you?
I'm good, Jackie. How are you doing?
Great, thanks. You're calling from Lancaster, correct? Lancaster, Pennsylvania.
Yep. You Lancaster. Can say Lancaster. I'm going to just say Lancaster.
Lancaster.
We're talking about the same town.
Okay. You service all of PA for residential solar systems, and you provide commercial systems to not only Pennsylvania, but you also go to New Jersey as well as Maryland.
That is correct.
Great. We're looking forward to another fabulous discussion with you today. Meanwhile, we're here every Saturday at 11 a.m. and Sunday at 11:30 a.m. where we discuss everything real estate. We have a full-time real estate office with many experienced realtors. We've been advising, assisting, and guiding clients in real estate matters for over 40 years.
During the week, feel free to email us with any questions you have at questions@jruddy.com. That's questions@jruddy.com. Or give us a call at 570-344-6724. And when you're at jruddy.com, click on the Dunmore Corners live webcam tab and see what's going on at the corners.
Check us out on Facebook, Twitter, LinkedIn, and YouTube. View our listings, search the MLS listings, and listen to archive radio shows by going to very mobile friendly jruddy.com, jruddy.com. Jim Noden, owner of Bright Eye Solar. You're based in Lancaster, PA, but you serve all of PA for residential solar systems. And we've been talking about that last week, and we're going to continue that discussion this week as well. You ready?
I'm ready.
Okay. So last week we talked about the many benefits of solar systems and financial savings, environmental impact, energy independence from local utilities are just a few of the benefits. We're also going to talk about some types of issues people might have. And we talked briefly about it last week, the initial setup cost, the installation cost can be frightening to some people. So what do you say about that when you engage in how much a system can cost someone? It is a lot of money. So what options are available to people? Please.
Nope, that's a great question. So what we generally like to do is we like to sell the systems for ownership. There is at least one other company in PA, I'm not going to mention any names, that does leasing or power purchases agreements. Generally, what we can do is we could set you up with financing that you would pay the same amount per month for the same size system as leasing. The benefit is you would actually own the system eventually. And the other benefit is with leasing or power purchase agreement, they're going to raise those rates by 3% each year. So people think, oh, 3% is not a big deal. But if I showed you a calculator and you were paying $300 a month on average, 3%, you know, it's okay. And the next year I'm paying $309 a month. Well, by the time you get to year 10 and 15, you're at like double what you were paying. You might be paying $500 or $600 a month for that electric. Where if you own it, you're still paying the same payments of whatever, $300 per month. So what I like to say about ownership, and you're absolutely right. The first thing people want to know is how much does the system cost? And you show them that price and you can see them losing interest right away. And what I like to say is keep in mind that this is a long-term it is an investment, okay? It is an investment. You're not going to get your return in 2 years or even 3 years. It might take 7, 8, 9, 10 years to get that return back. But the solar panels, there's no moving parts. They're going to last for over 25 years. In fact, they're warrantied from the manufacturer for 25 years, and there's no maintenance. So generally the way we like to explain this is, if we can put in a system that covers your electric, let's say it covers $200 a month in electric, and we say $2,400 a year, $200 a month, but we get your payments at, say, $190 a month, The first thing the customer might say to me is, Jim, you're saving me $10 a month. Well, that's true. I'm saving you $10 a month in month one, in year one. Okay. The benefit is in year 5, 10, 15, it's going to be saving a lot of money over the long term. Okay. It's a lot like renting versus buying a home, right? People might say, well, what's your return on investment for buying a new house? Well, I mean, as real estate agents, you guys know you generally, unless you get a great investment, a great opportunity, generally it's 7 years or so before you start building equity in your home. Solar is not much different. It's your payback is about eight, nine years on average. So that's the way I like to say to look at it. Now, as an investment, the other thing I like to mention and how solar is different than other investments is you don't have to, you're not getting just a new bill. You're basically replacing one bill for another. You're replacing, so the amount you're spending monthly to go solar isn't more. It could be the same or hopefully even less, even starting on month one to go solar. So that's one of the things that we look at first, depending on what you spend per electric and other variables, we can let you know if we can save you money in month one. But we've had some customers that have gone solar, even though $200 a month you're paying the electric, and they went solar at $225 is what the payments were to own it. And they said, well, you know, I'm paying $25 more, but I like the fact that I'm using clean, renewable energy, and I'm energy dependent. I don't have to depend on the electric companies. I don't have to pay for them to drill oil and dig coal and burn it and pay for that electricity. So there's another.
So what do you have to say to people that maybe on a new construction that are building new and want to implement solar into the construction?
No, that's great. New construction is the, I believe, the greatest time to go solar. Most would agree. And the reason is, one, you're going to have a brand new roof on there. So you go solar, you have a 30-year roof. You have you don't have to worry about pulling the solar panels off and paying for that to replace the roof. And also, you can build it into your existing mortgage. So if you build it into your mortgage and it's spread out over whatever your mortgage is, 20 years or 30 years at 4% interest, those payments that I was talking about earlier are going to be even less, because generally what I'm talking about for ownership is unsecured. And when you go unsecured financing, the interest rate's a little bit higher usually. So it's a great time to go solar with new construction.
Okay, so there is an argument that solar enhances value and increases value. If a property has a solar system, it could be considered to have something that's an attribute, an asset, and something that's more significant. So what do you have to say to somebody that doesn't plan on staying in that home for a really long time? This is not the place that they're going to stay in for years on end. It's a stepping stone, and so they're maybe not confident in a decision to go solar.
Yep, absolutely. And, you know, I'll be honest, that's kind of a tough question to answer. I mean, I'm a little biased. I'm in the market to sell solar. I have a passion for clean, renewable energy. But this is what I would say, and this is generally what you'll find if you look on the internet for what does the value increase by going solar. As a rule of thumb, what they say is for every $1,000 that you can show in savings per year, okay, you take that times 20 years for a new mortgage, it should raise the value that much. So $20,000. Now, I'll tell you, that's generally what they're saying online is a little more than what you're paying for that solar electric system. So I think that's a little optimistic. But even if you take that amount in half, you're at like 80% of what you paid for the solar electric system, even if you sell the house after 2 or 3 years. One thing I'd like to mention, though, and that's a great question. We get it all the time, because I start talking about 25 years and the financing of 20 years, and people are like, Jim, I think I might stay in the house, but I don't know. And then we've also had customers that said, hey, Jim, this is great. We just bought this house. Let's go solar. Just to give you a quick story, a gentleman with a beautiful rancher, ranchers are spread out, so they generally have more roof space. And the front of his home faced perfectly south. And so he's like, well, let's put it on the front of the home. I love the idea of it. I said, okay, here we go. Big system. A year later, he calls me up and he says, Jim, I didn't think this was going to happen, but I'm going to relocate. I got a job offer in Florida. I'm going to Florida with the family. What do I do about the solar electric system? I was like, I was like, we just installed this a year ago. That's a big system. You paid a lot of money. I said, look, you know what you paid for this system. Let's use it for a bargaining chip for selling the house. So what I said was, you know, after the tax credit, this is what you paid. Okay, let's use it as a bargaining chip. Let's see if we can get 90% of that back. If they're not willing to, and they're saying they'll give you, say, 60% or 70%, well, what we'll do, and we've done it a few times, we remove the solar panels, fixed the penetrations, put new shingles in those areas so the roof looks like new again, and we relocated the panels to install on their new house. It's rare, but in this case, this guy had, like I said, with a rancher house, a low slope roof, you could see all the solar panels, and he didn't go with the sleek, low profile, attractive all black panels. So he had the white polka dots on the panels, and the people just didn't like the look of it, that big of a system on the front of their house. And that's what happened in that case. But I will say, we've had other customers that will testify that they got a lot more money and got their money back or pretty close to it, selling the house a lot earlier than what they thought with solar panels. And I did the same thing. I sold my house about 2 months ago. I had solar panels on the front of the house, and people loved the idea. I sold it. It was listed for 3 days, and the second people that came in and looked at it, I had a description of solar and what it would save them and stuff, and the house sold right away.
They were sold.
It kind of depends, I guess.
Okay, so you talk about the roof space and how important it is, and where it faces north, south, east, west, so on and so forth. Ideally, do you prefer to work in a situation where you have, say, a ranch where the roof is nice and wide and you have a lot of roof space, or can you work with a two-story or something that has a smaller roof size? What are your options with something like that?
No, we can. Look, we just like the opportunity to help people go solar. Just be realistic, please. If you're interested in solar, people have expectations that they're going to cover 100% of their electric. And if they can't cover 100% of your electric, I don't know how many people have said, I just don't want to go solar at all. And, I tried to say, look, it's the return on investment's the same. We're only able to cover 50% of your bill, but your return on investment, over 30 years or whatever, is 8%. And whether you go with this size system or a large system, it's kind of like if you could invest in something and the APR is 8%, it's all relative to how much you invest in. So you're just investing less. But what we'll get is we'll get a lot of calls. I don't mean to go off topic here. Let me know if I am, but usually the customer says, we want to put solar on the back of our house. And I look at an Earth, Google Earth image, and the back of their house faces north or northeast or northwest. And I say, well, that doesn't make sense. We got to put it on the front of your house. Well, then they're like, well, you're going to have to talk to my wife about that one. and then what we get into is talking about the aesthetics, because I think that's maybe one. Let me stop there. And if I don't know if I answered your question.
Yeah, well, we're gonna get into the appearance and how that has changed over the years. But like, my point was, is there ever a time when roof orientation is not optimal?
Oh, yeah. I'm sorry. Yeah, absolutely. It's saddening because we get a lot of people that want to go solar, and they say definitely we're not putting it on the front, or they want it here, and they say we get sun from this time to that time, and I go out and we do a shade assessment, and they got trees that are shading it that just really, really bring the production down. A little bit of shading, especially between the prime hours of like 9 and 2 o'clock, even a little bit of shading causes a significant drop in the production. So the orientation matters a lot, the size of the available roof space. We do ground mounts also, so if a roof space is at a minimum, we could do a ground mount system. But yeah, that's all part of the initial assessment that we do, the analysis, to see if it's even feasible. One thing we tried to make sure we're not trying to talk people into going solar if it doesn't make financial sense with the return on investment.
And you know, just by, you know, asking a few questions and taking a view of a few shots of their location, whether it makes sense or not. So that's good to know. We have with us Jim Noden, owner of Bright Eye Solar. How does someone get in touch with you, please?
Sure. Yep. You can email me directly at jim@brighteyesolar.com. Our website has a lot of information about solar, frequently asked questions, all kinds of stuff. That's brighteyesolar.com. And you can call our office at 717-207-8449.
Thank you, Jim. Pat?
Yes, we have a completely remodeled 5-bedroom, 3-bath home at 139 Hillview Drive in Factoryville for $259,000. This home has been completely updated, including new kitchen, new baths, flooring, plumbing, fixtures, lighting. It's all been done. Plus, it's located on 3 acres of landscape property. It also has hardwood floors, central air conditioning, new paint throughout. The kitchen is gorgeous. This is like a brand new high-end kitchen that all it is just waiting for your personal touches. That's a beautiful 5-bedroom, 3-bath home at 139 Hillview Drive in Factoryville for $259,000, and that's listed by Megan Pazamato of our office.
Thank you, Pat. And I have Pennsylvania Association of Realtors information regarding PA buyers. 25% of PA buyers paid cash for their home.
PA buyers?
PA, Pennsylvania.
Oh,
yes,
okay.
I'm sorry.
From the outside, I don't say it. That's like the Lancaster.
Yes, people from PA say PA.
I know they do.
People from outside of Pennsylvania say Pennsylvania.
I know.
Okay.
No, it's true.
They don't say Paul.
No. Here's what's most surprising. Homebuyers who paid cash for a house were also more likely to have a lower income.
Really?
Say what? Yes. Yes. 1 in 3 buyers with incomes under $50,000 reported buying homes in cash. When you look at it closer, you discover that age may be driving a higher share of lower income respondents reporting cash only purchases. 75% of cash only buyers were over 50 years old, while 64% of those with an income of under $50,000 were over 50 years old. Now, locally, I pulled the stats for the last 30 days for Lackawanna, Luzerne, Wayne, Pike, and Wyoming counties. And guess what? What the percentage was for cash buyers for the last 30 days? Just take a wild stab.
30%.
25%. We're right in line with the state statistics. Isn't that interesting?
It is.
All right. Don't go anywhere. You're listening to the Real Estate Roundtable with Century 21, Jack Ready Real Estate on 94.3 FM, The Talker. We'll be right back.
Mom, can I please go down the street to say goodbye to Bobby before he moves?
Son, I can't even get up these steps. I need to sell this house.
Hon, I know things are tight, but I think we need a bigger house.
Does this sound familiar? Life constantly changes, and so can your living situation. The home that was the perfect fit for you years ago just doesn't work anymore. The award-winning professionals at Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate have helped many people just like you throughout northeastern Pennsylvania for almost a half century. With their extensive knowledge of the market and how to sell and buy a home, the dedicated team of realtors at Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate have successfully assisted and guided people into a new chapter in their lives. Let us help you. Visit jruddy.com. That's JRUDDY.com. Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate.
All Century 21 real estate offices are independently owned and operated.
Welcome back to the Real Estate Roundtable with Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate on 94.3 FM, The Talker. I'm Jackie Ruddy, and with Pat Devaney, my husband, fellow realtor.
Yes, and very interesting stuff today.
Yes, Jim Noden, owner of Bright Eye Solar. How are you?
I'm great, thank you, Jackie.
Thanks for being here with us. The first half of the show, we're talking about issues that one may have with a solar system, and cost doesn't have to be an issue because there are financing options available to many people out there. Also, we talked about roof orientation and trees and so on and so forth. Another issue I want to talk about is the fact that we are in Pennsylvania.
Northeastern Pennsylvania.
And yes.
No, we're in PA.
We're in PA, right. And we're not known to be the warmest or sunniest place on Earth. Does that matter when we are considering a solar system?
I don't think the sun comes out much here between December and February.
Sometimes not at all. Yeah. So, we lack sunlight. So what do you have to say about that regarding solar systems, please?
Yeah, sure. Well, you're absolutely right. It does matter how much solar access, how much sunshine we receive, how much sunshine hits the Earth throughout the year. And then what the weather people, I can't think of the word now for them.
Meteorologists?
They keep all the statistics right for everything. So we know what areas, how many sun hours they receive on average per day throughout the year. And Pennsylvania, don't quote me on this, but I think we're right at about 4.5 per day. In Florida, we're right around, I think it's around 5.5. So it's not as much difference as you would think. Now, keep in mind, in Florida, they get a lot of cloudy weather. They have a lot of storms that roll through. So that prevents solar access. And one other thing I wanted to mention is Pennsylvania's decent because it generally has a cooler average temperature. And the solar panels operate more efficiently in a cooler temperature than really hot, because the hotter it gets outside and up on the roof, that 300 watt panel in Pennsylvania with the same amount of sunshine on a cooler day will be putting out 300 watts, but it might only be putting out 250 watts, in Arizona or something. So, one thing to keep in mind is, if you get a quote for solar, make sure you get a production guarantee. So you're going to get a quote. It's going to say the price. It's going to say this is what it's going to perform at, and this is how much it's going to save you. All that should be based on the production guarantee, and we back that up 100% for the first 5 years, regardless of weather patterns.
Okay, wonderful. Now, I think a lot has changed in the solar business in terms of technology and appearance. I've seen solar systems on poles. I've seen them in people's front yards. I've seen them on their roofs. Is there a right way? Is there a wrong way? Why do people do the things that they do? So on and so forth. Please.
Yeah, that's a good question. And there's several variables that we have to take into account to decide what will best meet the needs of the customer. So if they have a lot of ground and they have areas that they're not using, we could do a ground mount system. We've had customers that say, hey, I want to close this ground mount system in and have dry storage underneath. There's people that are doing carports, pergolas, and solar. So there's a lot of variables out there. That's one thing, one of the first things we'll talk about. Now, I will say, generally speaking, it costs a little less to put the solar panels on your home or building's roof than it is to do the ground mount. But, if the roof is old, if you don't have the right orientation, if you have tree shading, we might need to look at the ground mount option, and that's something we'd help step you through.
Okay, so what has changed it's come a long way, solar, and so the appearance, has that changed over the years? Because a lot of people think that that's an issue, that they're unsightly.
Mm-hmm. Yep, yeah. Great question. Let's talk about the technology a little bit first. So I get that question all the time. They'll say, Jim, I see this new stuff coming out. There's a spray paint that you can do solar cells. There's these flexible mats. There's solar shingles now where your asphalt shingles have solar panels built into them. So there are new things on the horizon, new things that are becoming more available. But I'm just going to be honest with you. This is what it comes down to, is what you're seeing mostly installed is monocrystalline and polycrystalline cells, which all that means is it's the same solar panels that have been produced since the beginning of solar cells. Like I think I mentioned earlier, when we put solar panels on satellites and put them in outer space in the 60s, it's the same technology we're using today. So what I tell people is, look, this monocrystalline and polycrystalline technology has been around for a long time. We know we could put it up on your roof. It could snow. It could get hot. Over for 25 years, we know that it's going to withstand all those temperatures, and it's going to perform well, really well. And it's going to be at a decent cost point. So it's a great question. We get it all the time. Is my system going to be obsolete with this new stuff that's coming out? The way I like to relate it to is, like, say, remember back in the day when we had some people had the big satellite dishes in their yards and they could win like 5,000 channels from like Russia, and they could watch all this TV. You remember those big dishes?
Matter of fact, I do.
Yeah, those satellite dishes were bigger than their house.
Yeah, that's exactly right. Well, and when those things became obsolete, you had them sitting there, and they were worth absolutely nothing.
Nothing.
And they paid a lot of money for those. I know my house couldn't afford to have that. With solar, it's quite different. Even if they did come out with something new, and they were able to say and prove that it could last in the out in the weather and the cost and everything, you still have a system that's going to be producing what you know what it's going to be saving you regardless. So I wouldn't say it's going obsolete if it's still saving you the same amount of money. And the thing I'll say about the new technology is I love the ideas. I read about it all the time. We live and breathe solar all day, every day. That's all we do. So we're constantly looking at new things. And people call us all the time, hey, do you install the new solar shingles and this and that? And I say, look, we're looking into it. We generally don't jump the gun on new technology. When you're talking about putting 10,000, 20,000 watts of DC electricity up on your roof and in the elements for 25 years, we want to make sure that it's viable, that it's going to work, it's going to last, it's going to save you money. Otherwise, it's going to come back on us. So most of that technology hasn't proven itself long enough yet, in my opinion. Now, that's just my opinion, but I think the technology that we have now, going back to the other question you had about aesthetics or appearance, that is one thing that the solar industry has addressed a little better. So now they make like all black, sleek, low profile, highly efficient solar panels. I think they look really neat on roof with roof lines, depending on the design. And we help walk each customer through design options. Especially if it's going on the front of your home, we love to do the real attractive arrays. Some people say, hey, if it's going on the back and it's up high and you don't really see them, you know, you can get with it just a standard solar panel. But that's one of the things we help you with.
And you guys you don't sub this out to anybody, right? You don't like you do all
No.
your own work.
No, we have our own master licensed electricians. And the guys up on the roof are NAPSEP certified solar installers. So we use all our own in-house guys. Even when we do a ground mount, we do all the ground excavation and all the steel pipe laying and everything ourselves.
And there's a manufacturer warranty on the solar system as well as a workmanship warranty?
Yep, that's correct. Yep, the solar panels, of course, are the most expensive component of the system. They come with a manufacturer's 25-year warranty. Bright Eye Solar has a 10-year warranty also to cover any labor for any issues. We've installed, I don't know, if I were to guess, maybe 10,000, 15,000 solar panels. I think we've had one warranty claim for one solar panel so far. So.
Good stuff. And so you provide quotes. You're calling in from Lancaster, PA today, but you service the entire state of Pennsylvania for residential solar systems, and you provide quotes by just a couple answers to questions that you may have and some you Google.
The Google Maps. It uses the orientation, right?
Right.
It looks right down and zooms in.
And you can figure some things out just by doing some simple tasks, correct?
Yep, that's correct. All we need is your address, an email to send you a preliminary quote, and just an idea of what you spend on average per month for electric. We can get a size system and then measure your roof with the satellite imagery and figure out what we can fit and what it will cost. And that's all free. That's a free preliminary quote and estimate that we can email it to you.
Jim Noden, owner of Bright Eye Solar, please give me your contact information. Phone, website,
sure.
Email, please.
Yep, our website is brighteyesolar.com. You can reach me by email directly. My email address is jim@brighteyesolar.com. And our phone number here to the office is 717-207-8449.
Thank you, Jim. We had 2 weeks of great discussion with you. We appreciate your time and coming on the Real Estate Roundtable with us.
Jackie, it's been great to talk to you also, and I appreciate the opportunity.
No problem, Pat.
Yes, we have a stately 4-bedroom, 3-bath home at 307 Vincent Avenue in Archbold for $303,000. This luxurious brick front home is only 8 years old, and it has beautiful hardwood floors, granite countertops in the kitchen, a fireplace, central air conditioning, a large 2-car garage with a concrete driveway, and beautiful tiled baths. The master suite has a large walk-in closet and a large master bath. The basement has 9-foot-high ceilings and it's dry as a bone. The meticulous landscaping shows pride and ownership on this property. That's a wonderful 4-bedroom, 3-bath home at 307 Vincent Avenue in Archbold for $303,000, and that's listed by Nick Lawler of our office.
Thank you, Pat. During the week, always call us at 570-344-6724, and don't forget to visit mobilefriendlyjruddy.com, J-R-U-D-D-Y.com, and remember to tune in next Saturday at 11 a.m. or Sunday at 11:30 a.m. to listen to more of the Real Estate Roundtable with Century 21 Jack Grady Real Estate on 94.3 FM, The Talker.